Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name's Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there. My name's Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
Cheers.
Cheers. And happy holidays out there
happy
to everybody.
Holidays.
Happy holidays out there. If you're traveling for the holidays, Best of luck to you. I will be I'm kind of traveling for the holidays.
What do you mean you're kind of?
Well, I'm leaving on the 26th.
That's
so it's like
traveling.
Leading up to Christmas, and then I'm taking... I guess New Year's is part of it. If you're like me and you're traveling for the holidays.
You're traveling for the holidays.
Yeah, it's true.
You're traveling for the holiday. You're not like, late December, I'll come visit you. What for? Just cause.
Very late December, though. Like, super late.
Yeah, Christmas. It's late December.
You're not wrong, though. I'm traveling for the holidays.
You're traveling for the holidays.
Yeah, so best of luck out there to you all. It's going to be busy. It's going to be busy.
You heard here first, folks. More expert opinions. Listen to the Dumb Dad Podcast. Yeah. I'll be traveling a little bit over the holidays. I'm going to be also traveling. Well, no, I'll be traveling on the 25th.
Plane, train, or automobile?
Automobile. Just going to visit the parents.
Yep.
Stay for a while.
Yep.
Everyone's out of work and school. Let's hang out. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, safe travels. If you're listening to this, you know, take it all in, get through the stressful parts, and then laugh about it.
That's right. There will be funny aspects to your trip. Believe that.
Yeah, there's something inherently dumb about how angry you get to how like perfect we want everything for the holidays, so we're just pissed leading up to it.
Yeah. As soon as you're shortchanged
every holiday,
something, it's like, God, here we go again. You know, it's like, not even really. I haven't even left the house yet.
Birthdays, just all of them. We're just Thanksgiving. We're just get the pie out.
And it's more like it's. And one of the things we've learned by doing this podcast and all the things that we post about and everything is like, I learned to lean into like when it gets really bad and I start kind of laughing because it's like, this is great. This is an absolute.
Make sure that's an appropriate time to laugh because.
Burning dumpster fire.
Your partner's struggling and you're laughing. Not a good look.
No. You kind of got to have that together with your partner.
Okay.
You got to be able to like look over and be like,
you got to say
this
that.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or if you, I'm not saying I'm that, I'm still not, you know. 100% great at it. Once in a while, it's like, gets a little tense there for a second. You just short change an answer to your partner. She's like, was that necessary? And you're like, no, it wasn't. I'm sorry about that. You're right. It was not necessary.
Sure.
And I got a little hot under the collar there. I apologize.
You just got to be me.
Apologize, move on. Recognize when it's funny.
You just got to be me. The Irish Catholic. You got to stay silent and bury all your feelings knowing the sun will rise tomorrow.
And have a really good, really good cardiologist.
He's all right.
If you're just gonna bury that down in your soul and swallow it, good luck.
It's like, it looks like you eat peanut butter just out of the jar. No, sir.
Only when I'm thinking.
It's either that or you don't share your feelings. So it can't be both.
So we're right in the middle of the holiday season right now, which is it's a magical time of year, Kevin. And, you know, and there's many ways that we're reminded of that. Not just the retailers notifying us October 4th that Christmas is coming. But yeah. Today I went to my children's performances at school, their holiday songs.
Uh-huh.
And that's a great time. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's like no one can sing. And
yeah, don't go for that.
No. And no one is doing anything at the same time.
Yeah, it's a good, and it's just, Zoom birthday.
It's fantastic. But a bunch of children singing together, there's, in some ways, not many better things on this earth than listening to children sing. And they have no qualms about anything. You know, they're just doing their best singing. It's a beautiful sound and really fun to watch. Really fun to watch a kid that's like, I mean, literally, not. I don't even know if he's there. There's that kid up there. There's the kid that's like, I could teach this class with the choreography and all the words. That kid's up there.
Doing great.
Mm-hmm. They did one of the songs we watched. And we watched, you know, sort of like our little time window of like watching our kids is like kindergarten through about third. And then we check out so the other parents can like scoot up and watch their kid. Yeah. You don't get to watch the whole school. Also, people have to get back to work. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And they did All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth. So they did that song, and they had this like prop around their neck, around the string. It was like a big smile that had two big front teeth, mm-hmm. just like buck teeth. And I clocked this kid like immediately. They come walking in, and they're around their back, right? So you can kind of see it's like a string necklace. You don't really see anything, per se.
Nothing gets past you with the kids' shows.
Yeah, and well, I think I see what's happening here. And
they got a prop gag.
Yeah. And so they sing their first song, and then you can definitely tell that the teacher in the front is like, okay, now, you know, let's get our mouths ready. Like, you know, he doesn't clock that.
Oh, they should have said that before they started singing.
Yeah, and he's not clocking that at all. He's just like, next song. And like all the kids around him got their like big mouth with the teeth hanging in front of their chest. Yeah. And he's just standing there, and I'm like, uh-oh. And then they get part of the way through the song, and they're getting closer and closer to the chorus. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. And they all hold it up, and he literally holds up his hands like this, not holding anything.
Well
and
done.
He realizes, oh, I don't have my teeth. And then he's scrambling, reaching behind his back. I was like, man, I can't believe this is free. This is just
so say it.
Comedy everywhere. What did I miss?
All he wanted for Christmas was a two front teeth.
Oh, yeah, there it is. All he wanted for the performance was a two front teeth because they were around his back. I'm surprised no one was tapping on my shoulder going, Jeremy, get your teeth ready.
No, they were busy.
Oh, yeah, they're focused.
Or they were doing that thing that all performers have done at one time or another where you've rehearsed this, you've gone over it, and then you pull your, say, the teeth in front of you. And then you look at the kid in front of you. It's not even flinching, not even scrambling for it. And you go, this is the time we're supposed to do it, right?
Yeah, I know. Because he's so confidently not doing it.
Am I the idiot?
Yeah, yeah.
And you look around and going,
yeah.
Oh, Stephanie's got hers out, but I don't trust her. She gets a lot wrong.
She eats a lot of that glue when we're not supposed to. It's just so fun to watch. Like everything, little aspect of it. Because it's very easy to sit there and be like, how long is this? I got to listen to all these other kids I don't know sing, like blah, 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 like the old man hot, you know, like,
sure,
get over yourself.
Was there a couple of those there?
Not, they weren't verbalizing it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you can kind of see some people. You can kind of see some people. And there was another funny kid standing there in the front. Clearly it was like, our class is going to wear red.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, great. And he or his parents forgot, or he was like, or a bright blue. How about that? How about like baby blue shirt? And he was in the front row, and he was probably the most extra kid out of anybody in any of the performances. It was great.
Maybe he was like, hey, Hanukkah's a holiday too. And he was representing.
They sang Hanukkah songs, something, but he was just in his like, you know, Paw Patrol shirt, whatever it was, like, nah.
What grade was this?
That was probably first grade, I think.
Yeah. You know, something could have happened too.
100%.
That could be an emergency 100%, shirt.
Yeah. But it was just so, it was funny. It's like, of course he's standing right in the center of it. And, Yeah, it was fun. My daughter was really cute. She was into it.
Yeah.
I thought she might clam up or like be a little nervous or something. You turn around, next thing you know, it's like auditorium full of parents.
She's not a fan of eye contact.
Or people singing to her, or loud noises, or clapping, or cheering, or people singing her happy birthday. All these things are at the top of the list of things she's not down
for. Human experiences.
Shared human experiences of celebration.
Yeah.
Pass.
Sure.
She knew the choreography, did great. They did Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, All Is You. It was hilarious. They did such a good job.
Which one?
Mariah Carey.
I don't.
What?
Not familiar with that one.
I'm confused as what's happening. All I Want for Christmas.
Oh, the Michael Bublé song. She covered it?
I don't understand what's happening. You don't like Mariah Carey? You've never heard of that before.
Obviously heard the song, okay. Evan. God.
I was like, what is happening right now? Kevin's brain leaked out of his headphones.
Really? God. Hire me to be an actor. I'm apparently very good.
She killed the choreography, did a great job. My son was super funny to come into the third grade performances, and everyone is like, they incorporated sign language into their performance.
Cool.
Right? So you'd think like, I don't know what, none of the kids memorized the entire thing.
Sure.
Which is why the teacher's down there, like, do it along with me, right?
Sure.
Yeah. He just looked right at us the whole time. In which case, he was about a little half second behind on everything anybody did.
Your son was looking at you the whole time?
Yeah. Mm. Big, huge grin on his face, smiling.
Okay.
It was so funny. And we videoed him, and you could see him in the video. He's like, there he is, just like geeking out, smiling at us, having the time of his life.
Great.
It was great. And every kid around him, like, locked in on the teacher, like, I got to remember these things. It's so funny. But it was cute to watch him, you know. Got me further into the Christmas spirit, even though it's only a freezing 75 degrees every day here. Little things like that help get into the holiday spirit a little bit, you know?
It's true. It's nice to get in that holiday spirit. We got in a little holiday spirit.
Did you now?
No.
Her rump.
No, we did. We have our show in a couple days. So I don't know. I won't recap it on the pod because we have a couple of mailbags after this. By the way, stay tuned for the mailbags.
Oh, yes, right. Mailbags coming up. Holiday mailbags.
This will be our last regular pod of the year. Then we'll do some mailbags. But
and then we'll all be changed with a commitment to being better. And
I'll have new running shoes that I won't use or something. I don't know.
My knees will magically feel better in the new year.
Wow.
Well, I'm just going. You know, you put it out there in the atmosphere. Maybe it'll return to you.
Santa,
I'll probably do my ACL knees next month.
The other day, we've been doing several things. I made a post recently about making holiday cookies with your kids.
Uh-huh. With your kids.
Any kids.
any kids?
Yeah. But like
come on in, guys. Yeah. Make cookies.
No, I don't invite them in. Then everyone gets involved.
The boys in blue show up asking questions.
Lemonade stand style. No, I make cookies with my kids, and then and it was funny. I did have to. If you haven't seen the video, what? But it was just me giving a pep talk to everybody, like, you know, just have fun with this. These are.
It's kind of like what we were saying, right? It's like just lean into the fun of it because it's not gonna go how you think it's gonna go.
Yeah. Well, it was partly. I made a comment. I made a comment to my wife about it like way before. So she had made the cookies with the kids like the day before. And then we have like nothing going on this week. This is the last week as of this recording. Our kids are in school and then they're off for the break. Well,
like 2.5 months, I think. They're off for 2.5 months in a row.
I think it's like 4 years.
And now we have to teach them all this stuff.
Yeah, it's not great. So we're not signed up for anything. We're not signed up for swim or violin. Like all that's just done until next year.
You're not doing swim now?
No. Not for we didn't sign up, I think, for this month. I don't remember. But
people are in and out so much, I get it.
Yeah. So we're out of stuff, so we have a lot to not do.
a lot of time to kill.
Yeah. And so my wife was like, her and I were talking, she's like, you guys should do the icing on the cookies. And I was like, let's do that. That'll be something.
That is something I, yeah, that's a great idea. I'll need a couple days to just mentally prepare for that. But yeah, that's a great idea.
And I'll give her credit. I don't think she used, I don't know if she used the words that I put in the video, but she was like, these aren't for other people to eat. And I was like, you're right. Let's just have fun with it. And
sure,
it was.
Sure, sure. Later on, you could drive around to your buds
make
and
some,
drop some
make
off.
Make some real cookies.
But realistically, those may not be safe to eat.
So we made some cookies, and my son broke records on how fast he could
eat the candy.
No. That's what you think I was going. Decorate his cookies.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't, the funny thing is, they weren't half bad. It wasn't like he had 26 yellow cookies. Like, he was just like, he was picking different colors. He was shoveling spoonfuls of icing in his mouth.
Oh.
And it was just like, hey, let's just, like.
Save some for the cookies.
Also, don't do, I have to deal with that later if you keep it up.
Wherever that ends up, probably not still in your body.
So, yeah, we did that. It was such a mess. it's such a mess.
Okay, let me ask you something about preparation here and how you did this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tradition when I was a kid that me, my brother, my sister, my cousins, we would go over to my grandma and grandpa's house and we would frost cookies and listen to Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a time.
Neil's a great guy.
It's like my grandpa really liked him and played his Christmas album. So we would all make fun of my grandpa for putting it on and then frost cookies. And it was a real, it was fun. My grandma would make all the sugar cookies ahead of time. Like,
yeah.
Batches. I mean, we had like five kids.
That's what my mom
five kids
there, as
so
well.
I was like, you got to make a lot of them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sugar cookies. Anyway, she would lay down like wax paper and like tape it to the edge. Mm-hmm. So you could kind of be as messy as you want. And then all up into a ball and in the trash can. Did you do something like that?
No, but
we had to throw away our carpet.
No, we started a small fire. It's just easier.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, controlled burn.
I think just
I understand that.
Ash vacuums up easier than hardened sugar. No, but
it's
we
like flash paper.
We
burn.
Have like a
it's
table
so much
cover.
Sugar there.
It's so much sugar. It hardens like cement.
I know.
It's like take 8 cups. It's sugar and spinach are so similar in that they're like take.
Whoa, you lost me there.
Because they'll say take 8 to 10 cups of this stuff.
Uh huh.
Get it a little wet, and you have three quarters of a cup.
Yeah,
and
you have like, none of it left.
How is that
right.
possible?
You're right. Spinach is exactly the same. You could put the whole bag of spinach into the pan, and by the time it's done, it's like it's a half cup of spinach.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's barely shareable.
Wild comparison. I like that.
But
that and egg white. You get egg white on something, and you forget to wipe it off or clean, or you didn't notice it. It is like super glue.
Oh, yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, you know, it's binding. It's good for baking. Anyway, so we did that, and then we went, cleaned the kids up. We also went and looked at holiday lights.
Mm-hmm.
That was very funny because I was like excited to do it. We haven't, like, we like to do it once a year where we drive around and, like, which neighborhood goes too hard?
Yeah.
Let's
right
find it.
Some hot cocoa in the car and mm-hmm. drive around.
Mm-hmm. So we did that. And I found one in Woodland Hills, California, okay. Candy Cane Lane. Look it up. It's awesome. It's legit. It's like 3 blocks, maybe 2 blocks.
Well, maybe we should go. You drive through it or walk through it?
We drove. You could walk it. It's probably better to drive. We drove through it. It was so fun. Highly recommend it. People do a great job. There was a flash mob outside of the house dancing and singing to.
Okay. Okay.
Some holiday music. I believe it was
Michael Blue Blay song.
The cover, the Mariah cover. And Santa was there. It was cool. But by the time we arrived, my son was asleep.
Yeah, yep. There you go.
And didn't want to wake up.
There you go.
And we were like, oh, this is fine. We're just going to enjoy this.
This is called a sugar crash. I am losing the battle.
Yeah.
And I ate a pound and a half of 10X.
And then did.
I'm going to pass out.
And did, it was almost a bad moment. So we went through the neighborhood like three times, two uh-huh. or three times. My daughter wanted to go back and then, okay, let's go back this area. Whatever. There's only 3 people now. It was a family of 3.
Also, we drove all the way out here. That was 10 minutes.
Let's enjoy it. Yeah, we're idling through. Everybody's idling, stopping, looking. Somebody had like a huge train in the yard. It was cool.
Maybe you should ghost ride the whip and then like you could get out and walk along with your car.
That'd be cool. We had her through the sunroof. She was just like kneeling on our center console. Yeah, and there just you like, go. It was cool. But it was like we almost avoided, not a dumb dad moment, but like a nightmare moment where my son woke up at the end of it and we were like, hey, buddy. And does the thing that like all kids do, which is so hilarious because they can't control themselves. It's not their fault, but you know, you're the worst. When we've tried to like wake you, we're here, we're at the lights. Yeah. Leave me alone. They go back to sleep and then you're leaving and they're like, I wanted to see the lights. Like they wake up as you're leaving and you're like, you're not going to make friends in high school if you keep this up.
Yeah. You know what? Because all the things you're feeling right now are your fault.
Yeah.
Nobody else's.
So luckily.
And I can't really tell you that right now or teach you that right now, but someday you'll realize that you blew it. You completely blew it.
Yeah.
But on top of that, we tried to help you. We were there for you.
Instead of saying
that. You blew us off.
And ruining the drive and bedtime.
Oh, for sure.
And
bedtime and potentially the weekend.
And yeah, and then he's in my bed kicking me in the neck. We just I was like, you know what? I had this thought process going, he doesn't know.
Uh-huh.
He slept through this whole thing.
Yeah.
I go, well, let's go through it. And we just went like a block, you know.
And he's like, asleep again?
No, he saw it all and he thought it was cool. And I was like, because it was like way past their bedtime at this point.
Yeah.
And I was just like, let's go through his.
Although
cool?
he did Isn't just
cool?
get a full night's sleep.
There's
on the
a
way
train there.
There.
I think it was like a good block. It was like one of the good blocks to be like, and he was like, yeah. And he was half asleep. So he was kind of like, yeah, it's all right. I was like, great, let's get out of here. That's lame. Let's go home.
I love that. You and your wife and your daughter got to really enjoy it.
We're back to it was,
and then everybody
it was 2018
else,
all over again.
Along with your son, thought like, my family's so cool, man. Went to this light thing. We all kind of realized, overrated. We got the hell out of Dodge.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Out of there, man. We saw the whole thing. We went the whole block. You mean the four blocks. What's that? What do you mean it's four blocks?
How do you define a block?
Yeah.
Let's start there.
Something you stack in your bedroom.
Yeah, like four Lego blocks. That's about how long we drove.
You leave it in a spot that you know your dad steps in. That's a block. Do you get some dumb dad moments?
I have a dumb dad moment, and here's the thing. I thought about this. I know I had some dumb dad moments, but we kind of had a dumb dad moment to end the year. You and I both.
Okay.
That we were like, let's do it this year. This year's going to be the year we're going to start a fantasy football league as the dumb dads.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
Fired off year one. We'll pick 12. It was overwhelming, the response of people that wanted to join. We weren't really prepared for that, so we did our best. We picked 11 other teams to be in our 12-team league. And we didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like dummies. In our own league, where we could have cheated, Kevin, and got into the playoffs.
Wait, what? We could have? What are we doing?
I don't know. I'm not really sure how you would do something like that or morally sleep after it. But I'm just saying.
We said the bag was $8 million. We don't have that money.
So here's the thing. We will have to have an update when we'll probably do like a. I think we should do like story updates as like playoff games go on.
Okay.
To congratulate the people moving on. But we didn't even make the playoffs in our own league. It was just like such a disappointing, dumb thing to do. And so here we are.
We're never doing it again.
I do kind of want to blame my son for drawing the names out of a hat, and we were picked 12. So you know what? Wasn't a great start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mr. Sign Language. How about you use those hands to
get
a better slot for us?
Look in there and just kind of feel. I told you which one.
Stop making eye contact with me and look in the bag.
Remember, I drew ours on the yellow paper.
Yeah. Unreal.
It was just kind of a dumb dad moment. I thought, like, I was really excited to think, like, I've been playing fantasy football long enough. I'm thinking, like, yeah, come challenge us.
Doesn't look like it. You know what, though? Underdogs next year.
You know what they say? Everybody loves a good underdog story.
Everyone loves a good underdog story.
It's true. So, I don't know. That was our dumb dad moment. I wanted to be so involved. I wanted to fight for it and try to make somebody beat us and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, it's like we just like petered out. It didn't help that we had injury problems. Everybody has them. I know that. But like pick 12, star quarterback got hurt week one. That was about the downhill climb after that. So here we are. Cheers to a valiant attempt.
Failure.
Cheers to failure. Better luck next year. This year, we'll add even more people in. An even bigger league. An even harder to win. But we'll get the first pick because it's our league. We can do whatever we want.
You heard it here first.
So that's what it was. It was fun to play.
It was fun to play.
Congrats to the people moving on.
Congrats. We'll
shout them out when it happens. And we got to figure out a trophy because I did promise a trophy. So now we have to buy a trophy.
Well, now we have time.
Now that we have plenty of time to pick plenty a cool trophy time. And send it to the winner. Congrats to whoever that is in the future.
Can't wait to pick it for somebody else. Would have been nice to pick for us.
It would have been really nice sitting behind us on the shelf.
Yep.
Come get it from us next year.
Yeah, showed off on your podcast, person who won.
Please let us know where you'd like to send your cool trophy. Congrats and thank you for playing.
That's fantasy football. That's fun. Oh, well. My dumb dad moment.
Uh-huh.
It's a classic dumb dad moment.
You got to love the classics.
This
past... And by that, do you mean reoccurring? Or is it just like you could write it on a piece of paper and somebody could guess it pretty quickly?
Maybe the second one. I don't know that I'd call it recurring.
Okay. And it's not it's setting the candy on fire before. When you were done with it and making the cookies?
No, that was...
The control... Well, it means if it controlled burn, you know what you're doing, huh?
The firefighter didn't look at me like I was dumb. Yeah. He looked mad.
He looked at you like, but you a dumb... Are you from the...
I was like, no. The guy who didn't even make the playoffs. I was like, okay.
Wow.
I'm in that league.
Damn for being such a loyal fan.
No, mine was... So on the weekends are when my wife and I... Because she's not working, but we're all still so busy, but we're home a lot in the mornings. We like to have lazy mornings with the family.
How do you do that? No one's really working right now. We're still so busy. How does that happen?
We're still so busy. We got back into the habit of making a Dutch baby pancake.
Oh, you gotta love them.
So that's
my forget about pancakes. You don't need regular pancakes.
You don't need them.
You need Dutch baby pancakes. They crush pancakes.
So now I'm back to making those. My daughter is real big on them. She's like a big fan of almost every Saturday or Sunday. She's like, Dad, can we make Dutch baby pancakes? I was like, let's get going.
Yep.
We both got it down to a science now. We're a good team. We crushed those. So no dumb dad moment there on that. But my point is, so we're hanging out. Well, get the kids some screen time. We talk. And then about, you know, what are we going to do? And that's when we came up with, like, you know, holiday lights, stuff like that. And my wife goes... She looks at one of our walls because we're in Southern California, and our walls just crack pretty regularly.
Yeah, the ground here is doesn't stand still.
Doesn't sit still. Stand still.
Doesn't just relax and accept itself as ground.
Nope, it's just like
It's like what if I was kind of like the ocean and I moved around a little way, waved around? No.
Yeah, California was pulled out of the car trying to act sober.
Finger on the nose, pal. Yeah. You didn't pass. Yeah. So, understandably. Yeah. So everybody's walls are just cracked all the time.
Somebody's going to giggle at me for this, but I assumed if it's not like a serious crack that you could just spackle, drywall tape and spackle.
Sure.
Walk away. Fine. You handled it. You did a great job.
Come back, sand it, paint.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah. All that good
all
stuff.
Assumed. Yeah, sure.
And I've done that to several of the cracks throughout my house.
Yeah.
And several of them were like,
nice try.
Yeah. Some of them are just kind of now triangling out.
How about that one?
Just triangling out. Uh-huh. So we had one of those that we're just staring at on our wall in our living room. And my wife just goes, we had really nothing big on the docket for today.
Yeah.
On this day. And she was like, I'd really love to paint that wall. And I was like, let's do it. Let's paint that wall today. And she's like, great. And cut to me
first
drywall sawing. I am sawing a chunk out of the wall. I have a drywall.
How big's a chunk?
I can tell you.
Like bigger than a baseball?
Oh yeah. It was 15 by 17. We put it in my wife put it in her stories and I posted it in ours.
It's like a cutting board out of your wall.
It was. She made a story, it was very funny. She was just like, I talked to my husband about doing some DIY stuff. Let's see what's happening. And she walks over and she's just like, I could hear her talking, so I knew she was making a story.
Yeah.
And she comes up behind me and she goes, "What are you doing?" And there's just a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
And I just turn it around and I go, "Painting the wall."
I'm painting the wall, yeah. It's the Malcolm in the Middle bit that we love so much, where it's like, you gotta replace the light bulb, but you notice there's a screw loose in the thing, so you go get a screw, and on the way to get a screw,
under the car.
Yeah, it's under the car fixing the oil because there was a step that was loose in the garage, like one thing after another. I'm painting the wall. After I figure out the problem here, assess that, go to the hardware store, get myself some drywall, watch the YouTube video to remind myself how to put this big of a piece back.
Okay, I will say this. Here's the exciting part. Here's the exciting part. My wife asked, because I went and I got the drywall knife, and she goes, "What's happening?" And I point at it, and there is like, where there was a big, crack.
Explain yourself a little bit. She wants to paint the wall, which means...
That's what I'm getting at. So there's a big L crack.
You go get paint and you paint the wall.
Right.
So you decided.
So there was a big L crack. Look, it was a big backwards L. So I had, like I said, I had spackled it a while ago. I had put drywall tape on it, mm-hmm. and then spackled it and sanded it. It looked money until it didn't.
And then it was like...
Like a while later, it just like...
Not good enough.
We got a lot of rain this year, and I think that shifted a lot of houses on top of us having earthquakes. So it was just like so many cracks appeared in our house. And then the existing ones. So my thinking was just like, all right, this is never going to hold because it's not a clean cut. It is a crack. It's mm-hmm. uneven. I need to make a clean cut here and pop out the wall, because if we want to paint over this, I don't want to, I'm going to see it. And other yeah. people might see it too. Like is that a why? Like the last thing I want is to paint over it.
DumbDadPod@gmail.com if you want to write in and tell us what Kevin went.
Here's what I don't want. I don't want like, and I mean, I say this with love, Dad. I don't want like my dad to visit and go, "Was there a wire under there?" Like, because there's just like a hump sticking out of the wall somewhere where it looks like we're trying to hide a cord. You know what I mean? I want it flush.
Would he say something?
I don't think he would say something, a joke. But if he didn't know that was there, he might have been like,
"What is that?
What yeah. is that?" Because it is weird. It catches the eye. It's an L. It looks like it's going somewhere.
Now it's a square.
It was a square. I will say this. My wife asked the exact right question. What do you think the question was? All right. So I'm sawing into it. I'm about
Well, it's rhetorical.
Halfway.
We're not painting the wall today, are we?
No, she didn't ask that. I was sawing into it. And then I got my dad's jigsaw. And I was like, this is going to save us some time. And I owe my dad some jigsaws. Like blades, because they made that like sheetrock. I don't even know what it is. Drywall is not drywall. It is like concrete behind. Like it's just.
I think that's literally. The apartments I've lived in, when I like go to repair or put something or whatever. Like I think it literally is sheetrock in many places. That's probably what you have as well, where it's like.
Yeah.
You tap into it and it just crumbles off of the wall. It
crumbles
and
off.
It's really hard, and it's like there's a little. It's like. I don't know if I know what sheetrock is, but if you were to describe what it is, I don't see how it couldn't be that.
Yeah.
It looks like little pieces of rock and
it
stuff.
It is a
in there.
Sheet
like,
of rock.
Gee, I wonder why they stopped using this stuff.
Yeah. So I'm burning through my dad's jigsaw blades to get this thing. And my wife asked the question, which is, and she wasn't, I don't think she was asking it to be funny, because her face, like, understandably more and more got annoyed.
Uh-huh.
I could see it, and I was like, "Just push through." Like,
you're doing like the CVS dad move. Is like, what you're just like.
She goes
five steps back, then we'll paint the wall.
She goes, "How many trips to the hardware store is this going to be?"
See, that's an unfair question because in your mind, like many other DIYers out there, the answer is one, because that's the intention. The intention is one. I know what I've figured out. I'm solving the problem, and I just need to write a list down of all the things I need to go get so I can solve it quickly so we can paint the wall like you asked. Okay, it's one. But how many was it?
It was zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I did tell her. I was like, obviously, I'm
going to... Okay, that's a very rare case here. This is not...
Yeah, I said to her, I go, well, obviously, I'm going to have to go at some point to get the paint. But other than that, no, we're good. And I made that call early. Oof, which was a bad call because popped out the square, went into the garage. Typical dad saves everything, as you should.
Oh, yeah.
And I have...
You never know when you're going to cut like a huge piece of your wall off.
I've got a roll of 5-minute mud, or a bag of 5-minute mud, a roll of that self-adhesive drywall tape, and I've got a huge sheet of real drywall.
Chunk of drywall.
Measured it, cut it out. Put it on there, spackled it, tape, spackle, covered the whole thing, cleaned it up, done. It looks money. The wall's still not painted.
I was going to say, done at 7:28 p.m. And so there we didn't have to go to the harvest yard because we couldn't because they were closed.
No, I was done at like 3 and she goes, so what's the story with the wall? Because like she's looking at it and it's like a met, it's a wet mud square.
Yeah.
And I was like, obviously we're not painting it today. And she was like, nope, I get that. And I was like, I go, it's called 5-minute mud because here's my understanding. So for people to understand, spackle wasn't called mud. Like there's like 5-minute mud, 60-minute mud, 10-minute mud. Like, but from my understanding, they all take forever to dry.
It's not about the drying. It's how long it takes you to make it.
I know.
five minutes. Ready I know. To go.
Well, you have 5 minutes to use it.
Yeah.
5 minutes from making it to using it.
Yeah, working time is 5 minutes.
So it's just like one of those things. I always get 5-minute mud because it's the first time I ever worked with it. But every time I'm going, I'm not skilled enough to be going this fast.
To put a timer.
Yeah. But yeah, I got it done. And it looks, I did get a dumb dad moment because like I want to paint the wall, then let's paint the wall and then rip a hole out of the wall and
then we'll paint the wall next month. That's a great idea.
Yeah, who knows, like we'll be back from 2025
if the wall isn't painted by this podcast. Right. I think we already know your next dumb dad moment.
It's true. I did tell her I was gonna paint it this week, but I say a lot of things.
Oh man.
Well, you know, we all do. Yeah, I'm going to get that treadmill installed in the garage. Next thing you know, you're six weeks of cleaning out the garage. I mean,
yeah.
She did pay me a compliment. She did go, like, that night when it was dry enough or it looked dry, she was like, all right, the wall looks really good. I was like, all right, thanks. That's all I wanted.
It would look good in a different color, but I am saying it does look good.
What do you mean different color? We're going to paint it?
I painted it with 5-minute mud, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That's great. I cannot wait for the update of that decision.
Of the painting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whether or not it gets painted.
I will.
Because it's like, I want to paint it today. That mean that, you know, that's like that.
We're both kind of glad we didn't paint it that day, with or without the hole in the wall, because we have since gone back and forth on the color like 18 times.
Uh-huh.
If we decided to do it that day, we would have picked a color that almost certainly we didn't like. How often does that happen? Where you paint it and you have, yeah, no, this is.
That's why you got to get the little samples, man. Paint it all over the wall. Take a look at it in the light, evening light. You still probably wouldn't have been painting that day, to be honest. Good call on your, because you got to go there, get your samples, then paint them, then look at them in the different lights. Right? Yeah, credit to you, Kev. You had it right the whole time.
I'm a hero. All right, guys. Well, if you have. We're going to be, as I said before, we're going to be reading our mailbags for the next two podcasts till 2024.
Oh, my
four.
Goodness.
But if you have other stories, or you guys can wait to send them in because we already have those podcasts recorded. But send them your holiday nightmares or your New Year's nightmares, whatever you got. Email us dumbdadpod@gmail.com or
just
DM
us. Just take the notes app, on your phone, launch the app, mm-hmm. and just speech it in there. You know, dictate it, send it. Because while it's happening, while it's fresh in your mind yep. after one happened, wow, I just had a dumb one. Here's all the details of what just, because you know what? It helps to talk it out. Mm-hmm. And you'll feel better afterwards. Yep. Then you just whoosh, send it to us in the email or by actual letter mail. Still want one of those. An actual letter. We can read it in a letter.
We do have bag. a mailing address.
That's right. Links in the bio. Link in the link tree in our bio of our Instagram, TikTok page. You can find it there. I would love to have a physical copy of
to do that. Let's do that. Guys, thank you so much. Rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us to up our rating. Just take like 2 seconds to do it. If you can write a review, that'd be great. 5 stars is also wonderful if you can do that.
Oh my gosh.
Follow us, subscribe to us on YouTube. You can watch full episodes of this podcast. Follow us on social media. We're at The Dumb Dads. Thanks to Everdo on SoundCloud for the music. Thanks, as always, to my incredible wife, Annie. We will pick that color for editing this podcast.
I doubt it.
And guys, I hope you have a happy new year, safe new year, a great holiday. Enjoy it with your family. We are so grateful to have you, to hear your stories, to share our stories with you. We appreciate having this community. It is not lost on us how awesome this is, and we are just really grateful for all of you. So thanks so much for listening and sticking with us for all of our dumb ramblings. We really, really, really appreciate it.
It's true. We appreciate every one of you that engages with us, listens to our podcast, comments on our posts, shares our stuff. We appreciate you. So happy holidays. Cheers to you.
Happy holidays.
And I'm going to end it with a little holiday-themed joke.
Let's hear it.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
What do you call a snowman party?
What do you call a snowman party?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, something to do with cocaine.
Mm-hmm. You're zeroing in on it. An 80s. No, it's a snowball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cocaine.
Well, that's 8-ball. So.
Don't do drugs.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.